So a great feeling to have won this cup here again tonight.
Absolutely brilliant, Andy. 3 years in a row, and great bunch of girls, great management, great club, all support us the whole way along the season. And, you know, we like to be able to return and be able to compete at the top and bring home the trophies, because at the end of the day, that is what it's about.
It's a special day you've done it. The same cup, beautiful cup, 3 years in a row. It's some achievement, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, no cup's easy. And I think from the league this year and the results, no team has won every match. There's been points dropped across the board. So it shows you how competitive the league is. The cups are equally as competitive. And we've had it a bit tough with our last couple of results. So we wanted to come out and show that how good we are and to show what we can do. And tonight, I think we played well, Glentoran, in fairness to them. They're a great team. They're always going to be a very hard team. But we came out on the other side of it tonight and we're all delighted.
What a goal to get us underway tonight. Kirsty McGuinness let fly from, I don't know how many miles out it was, but what a goal.
Definitely is. I mean, such an asset to have in your team, Kirsty McGuinness. I mean, one of the best strikers in Northern Ireland, if not the best. And when she's on her day and when she's on form, she is unstoppable. And today, that shot, it's not normally one of her trademark shots further outside, but excellent shot. Got us off to the right start, and we just kept building on from that.
And Ali Smith popped in with two goals and then played in defence. Another great performance from
Ali, exactly. Ali Smith, talk about a versatile player. I mean, came in this season, has done brilliant from the club. A lot of big leaders in this year with Claire coming and Ali coming. Really has helped to take us to another level. There's leaders all over the team, and Ali stepped up tonight, and her dead ball on the free kicks was perfect tonight.
Now, Wednesday night, solitude. Three league games to go. We know what we're top of the league, 3 points clear. We know what we can hopefully try and achieve over the next few games. That's the focus from now on, isn't it?
Definitely. We're sitting in a great position, but we don't take anything for granted. And we know with the last few results that we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we'll enjoy tonight for definite, because it is a big achievement. But come Sunday again, it's back to the drawing board, and all our focus will be on the remaining league fixtures.
Cliftonville and St Swifts, our next two league games, are both in-form teams, so it's all to play for now, isn't it?
Of course, very tough teams. Again, we don't fear any teams, and I think we want the opportunity to be able to go out and play against these teams and to finish the league very strongly, and to show maybe where we have not got the results in a couple of the cups, we're going to show it in the last three matches in the league what we're all about.
But tonight's result can serve as a real big boost going into the last few games, can't it?
It definitely is. It really is one of our favourite trophies, just given the last couple of years, and it's important to the club, like every trophy is. But no, it gives us a great boost, gets the girls in a good mentality, and no, we'll just build on from this.
On behalf of everyone at Linfield, Sarah, congratulations on tonight's trophy success. It's what this club's all about, and it's great to see. So well done tonight.
Brilliant, Andy. Thank you very much.
For the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot.